4 days of not playing any games. I know you guys have had practice and stuff like that. Are you? How do you make sure your team comes out tonight and not comes out not coming out last
night? I won't have. I don't know. I'm not sure I'm gonna have the answer for that. Well, just in the sense that if you were gonna give me a choice, even though we won a couple in a row here, between having the time off and not, I would take the time off. We've played, I think after the Washington game, we might have played the most games in the league at the time. And we've got a lot of guys hurt, so just the more time we can mend, the better for us. It's still early. I'm not saying we're a tired team, but I think you could see there was holes coming into our game a little bit that I thought was fatigue-oriented, mental fatigue. So just to give us a little bit of time to kind of reset. This doesn't happen very often. So I think this will happen maybe the next time at Christmas. So I think we've got a stretch coming up. We play 8 games in 13 days. So we need the old saying, rest is a weapon. Hopefully that's going to be a good one for us. But for us to keep playing, I think it was only going to go downhill after that. So the rest is good for us. Regardless how we come out, trust me, it's good for us.
Any new on Victor? I know he's got his cast off. Any prognosis?
Weeks. He's still got a few weeks. I don't expect Heady back till mid-December. I would say. Where are we now?
Three weeks on Saturday.
3 weeks on Saturday. So what's another? Oh yeah. So maybe early December. Let's go early December. he's got a little time left, I guess.
That a good sign for Killorn today to get on the ice? I know probably not ready to play.
Yeah, I feel bad. Did Killorn play 82 games last year? Somebody whipped that off. Yeah. I want to say yes. And now he's, I don't know, it's just a weird year for him. And nothing, I would say, unconventional injuries, I guess. So he should be back soon, though. He's definitely way before mid-December.
So we'll play the road trip probably?
I would think so, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
What did you learn about Calgary the first time you faced them?
I learned that they're pretty good. We were just reviewing the tape, and when we looked back at the scoring chances, and we've had games where we've had 20-plus scoring chances in a game, not shots, like actual legitimate scoring chances. And I think we had 7, and we were reaching for them against Calgary. I've watched them pretty close the last couple games that they've played, and can you sit here and say, well, they got a pretty decent bounce in the Washington game at the end? But to be honest, I thought they earned the bounces. They're coming in. They don't care if they're playing on the road or at home. They give you 100% effort all the time. And looking at structured teams, they're probably as well structured as I've seen in a team. And I'm sure if you open up a program, a ton of their names don't jump off the page at you, but as a collective group, they're really good. It's a pretty impressive team. So I know what they did to us last year in this building, and if we think we're going to throw our sticks in the middle and say, okay, you know, we've won a couple games at home ice, they'll run us out of here. They're good.
Where do you see Andre Schuster at this point? Down early part of the season.
Oh, for him personally? Shoe's fine. I don't know if Shoe's... Where is he at? How many pro games has he played in his career? Way less than 100. As a defenseman, coming out of free agent out of college. For me, it takes some time. And is he a better player today than he was 6 months ago? For me, he's much better. So he's getting better. It's just he's got to learn the league. That's a tough position, really tough position. Forwards come in, you can kind of hide the 10th, 11th, 12th forwards. It's really hard to hide a defenseman. And so when you go out there, you're going to play. But I think he's got really good instincts, especially in the offensive zone. He's just got to learn the NHL, just like most all young guys. And but he's got a good future with us. I like where he's headed.